Spending some time at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. We have teamed up with the American Soybean Association. Talk to Caleb Reglin. He is the president of that association, and he spent some time at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois.
Yes, it is a beautiful day here. The weather has cooled off. It was a balmy 48 degrees this morning, and not only supposed to get in the mid-70s, so I think it's drawing a big crowd, and just been really pleasant here today and yesterday, so we're taking it all in.
Yes, and we'll take advantage of that. And just before going on the air, of course, you are a farmer-producer yourself from Kentucky, Magnolia, Kentucky, and you were just telling me that corn is ready to get harvested there already.
Yes, there's a lot of corn that has been shelled an hour south and an hour or two west of me already, and a lot of folks are seeing moistures below 20% already, so it's really getting ready to go into high gear in the next few days.
And that is something, because you started out in the eastern portion of the United States there pretty darn wet, and then the sprinklers kind of shut off on you, didn't they?
Yes, they did. As they usually do, averages have a way of averaging out, and had a record wet spring. I measured over 60 inches of rainfall on some farms the first 6 months of the year, and since then, we've only had an inch or two, and been very spotty, and there's many places west of me that haven't had any rain in nearly 2 months, and we're very dry, and it's going to really hurt the finish on both our corn and soybeans, unfortunately.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Lundberg.